The gentleman waiting gave him a start, though all he was doing was sitting there still by the cold fireplace. Perhaps it was his demon, a beautiful leopard with silver fur and black spots, or perhaps it was his dark, saturnine expression. At all events, Malcolm felt daunted, and very young and small. Asta became a moth.
"Good evening, sir," he said. "You're tokay what you ordered? Would you like me to make up the fire? It's ever so cold in here."
"Is your name Malcolm?" The man's voice was harsh and deep.
"Yes, sir. Malcolm Polstead."
"I'm a friend of Dr. Ralph," said the man. "My name is Azrael."
"Oh, she hasn't told me about you," Malcolm said.
"Why did you say that?"
"Because if she had, I'd know it was true.